Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The UN estimates the world has hit a record when it comes to the number of refugees. 68.5 million people have been forced from their homes, people fleeing violence in places like Syria, Myanmar, El Salvador, and Honduras. Well, there's a museum in Sandy Spring, Maryland, that's exhibiting artworks made by refugees. And as Carmel Del Shad of member station WAMU reports, their works go beyond the refugee experience.
Khaled Al-Ani stands inside a light-filled exhibit hall at the Sandy Spring Museum. He looks at two of his paintings hanging side by side, entitled Immigration.
It's kind of a description of a journey as a refugee. And what's mean to be a refugee?
The unnamed woman in his paintings is depicted in two key moments in her life, while she's fleeing her homeland and after she's fled. The colors in each are rich with symbolism. In the first painting, her dress is a fiery orange-red, and her eyes are dark, clouded, and pensive. She stands arms at her sides, waiting at a crosswalk, with her hair blowing in the wind.
It's a symbol of crossing from one side, from one world to another world.
And when she finally does make it to the other side, the other world, as Al-Ani puts it, there's a visible sense of relief in her expression. But in this painting, her eyes are hooded, almost as if she lives permanently in those crucial moments between being awake and falling asleep. As she sits in a chair with a baby in her arms, a bright red cloud looms over her head. She may be safe now, but her memories of back home always remain.
It's just like the memory that we keep in our heart for the place that we live or the people that we love.
For Al-Ani, these pieces of art imitate life. Just like the woman in his paintings, he too is a refugee. Al-Ani fled Iraq in 2006 for Syria, only to find another war breakout there too. He is all too familiar with the concept of being displaced. Al-Ani is one of six refugee artists featured in an exhibit titled Uprooted, on display now at the Sandy Spring Museum.
It's a really meaningful project.
Museum director Allison Weiss says she hopes visitors walk away with a clear message that refugees' lives are about more than just their immigration status. And not every painting of the exhibit reflects the artist's journey to America. Some depict women dressed in colorful attire at a market in Ethiopia, and others pay tribute to last year's Women's March on Washington.
It gives us a chance to see people as a whole rather than thinking of people as a refugee. We're thinking them as artists and as people who moved here and built new lives.
While the artists may not be household names in America, at least not yet, some were well-known in their homelands. Iraqi Ahmed Al-Karhi fled the ongoing violence there in search of stability and settled in neighboring Syria. There he met Khaled Al-Ani, who recalls feeling a bit starstruck when they were first introduced.
At that time, I was just starting doing my paintings. But I remember I met him a couple of times, and he really encouraged and supportive.
Al-Karhi is soft-spoken, but has an easy smile. As we walk through the exhibit, peering from one painting to the next, he describes how his work has changed since he moved to America. His paintings used to feature very neutral, earthy tones, sandy beiges and ruddy browns. But once he arrived in the U.S., he found a kaleidoscope of colors.
When I go outside, everywhere different, house different, landscape, I confuse. And I say, let me do something special.
Al-Karhi started incorporating more colors into his landscapes and portraits. The deep greens of trees, the haziness following an afternoon storm.
I go outside, I saw too many color. I feel like music, like singing, yeah.
Al-Karhi is a bit of a style chameleon. His work can't be classified as purely modern or abstract, and he loves changing his method and style with each piece he creates. And he says he isn't intimidated by blank canvas.
When I go to white canvas for painting, I say, you know, I dance with you and I play.
And if anything, Al-Karhi says, his new home provides another canvas to dance with each time he picks up a paintbrush. For Here and Now, I'm Carmel Dalshad.